13 nights of strikes and a diplomat's handshake. U.S. Central Command confirmed the 13th consecutive night of strikes against Iranian military targets on July 23rd, a sustained air campaign with its own operational rhythm, not a one-off punitive package. Yet President Trump told reporters Friday that Tehran is, in his words, getting more and more serious in talks, underscoring the parallel diplomatic track running alongside the bombs. The geographic reach of the strikes expanded significantly this week. For the first time, the U.S. hit an IRGC base on the Caspian Sea coast in northern Iran, departing from the western and central Iranian facilities targeted on previous nights. That northern extension threatens infrastructure in which Russia and China have both invested, and that serves as Iran's primary northern access corridor, a signal directed at Moscow and Beijing as much as at Tehran. The U.S. Navy also fired on a second ship breaching the Iran blockade, suggesting the enforcement line is being tested repeatedly. Each interdiction generates international maritime law complications that are expected to outlast the immediate conflict. Meanwhile, the U.S. notified Israel of planned heavy bomber strikes, almost certainly B-2 Spirits, given their payload requirements, on a hardened facility referred to as Pickaxe Mountain, a location not publicly identified in Iranian geography. Such notifications are standard practice when strike packages risk triggering regional escalation that other forces in the region must prepare for. Military experts have been consistent in assessing that a full U.S. ground invasion of Iran is not on the table. Iran has roughly 3 times the population of Iraq, and terrain that analysts describe as making Afghanistan look manageable. What experts consider plausible is a sustained air campaign combined with targeted commando raids, a left-of-launch strategy aimed at degrading Iran's missile and drone production capacity without territorial occupation. The leadership vacuum in Tehran adds its own volatility. Iranian state media released details of what it characterized as Supreme Leader Khamenei's final meeting before he was killed in an earlier strike. Framing designed to signal martyrdom domestically, while projecting a succession capable of continuing negotiations internationally. Khamenei was the linchpin of Velayat-e Faqih, the concept of governance by a single supreme religious jurist. No obvious successor commands the same cross-factional religious legitimacy, creating both an opening for a negotiated settlement and a serious risk of internal fragmentation that could make Iran less predictable. A Houthi strike on a Saudi oil refinery this week reinforced that risk. As Iranian command and control structures are disrupted, proxy forces may act more autonomously and less predictably, with direct consequences for global energy prices.